Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to another morning devotional brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Reverend Father Scott Jupp of the Parish Church of St. Matthew's, located Church and Shirley Street, the Ark in the Pond. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 11, reading verses 27. Through 28. Luke chapter 11, beginning at the 27th verse. While he was saying this, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. I speak to you now in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we find in this particular account Jesus teaching and ministering to a crowd of people. As he spoke, a woman from the crowd raised her voice and shouted, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you were nursed." Now, upon first hearing the statement, it may seem like a simple expression of admiration and praise for Jesus' mother Mary. However, Jesus responds in a rather intriguing manner, saying, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." To fully grasp the significance of this exchange, it is important to recognize the prevailing culture and societal norms of the time. During the ancient Near East and cultures surrounding that territory, a woman's worth and status were often determined by her role as a wife and a mother. She had tasks of bearing children, was considered such a great blessing and marks of honor. Therefore, it is likely that a woman who shouted these words, she was expressing heartfelt admiration for Mary, acknowledging that this was indeed a privilege that she had adorned on her, being the mother of Jesus. However, Jesus takes this opportunity to redirect attention away from his earthly family and towards a deeper spiritual truth. He affirms the importance of hearing the word of God, and more importantly, keeping it. Jesus emphasizes that true blessedness lies not in a physical relationship or a family connection, but in a personal relationship with God and a willingness to follow his teachings. So what does this passage speak to us today? It reminds us that our faith should not be rooted in external factors or superficial accolades. While honoring and respecting Mary is certainly appropriate, Jesus calls us to a higher level of discipleship. He invites us to shift our focus from mere admiration of historical figures or religious symbols to an active engagement with the Word of God. We are encouraged to be like those who hear the Word of God with open hearts, allowing it to shape and transform our lives. It is not enough to possess knowledge of Scripture or to passively listen to sermons and teachings. True blessedness comes when we actively apply God's Word in our daily lives, living out its principles of love, compassion, forgiveness, and justice. This passage, furthermore, challenges us to re-evaluate our priorities. It reminds us that our ultimate allegiance should be to God and His kingdom. While family and relationships are important, they should not overshadow our commitment to God's will. Loving and honoring our family is essential, but we should never allow these relationships to hinder our obedience to God's word or distract us from our spiritual journey. As we reflect upon this short passage of Scripture, we are invited to embrace a deeper understanding of what is true blessedness. It urges us to look beyond earthly relationships and honor those who hear the word of God and keep it. Let us strive to be disciples who actively engage with Scripture and allow its transformative power to shape every aspect of our lives. May we prioritize our relationship with God above everything else, seeking His guidance and living out His teachings in our daily journey. In doing so, we will experience the profound and lasting effect of what true blessedness is all about. And we understand now that it comes from a life devoted to God. I am the Reverend Father Scott Jupp, and may the Lord be with you.